We're going to be talking to a local author. Pauline Moore has just written a book all about Sutton Hoo. I took it along. I was a very good girl, did my homework, went to the hairdressers the other day, as one does, took a little while sitting in the chair and got completely immersed in the story. I was quite disappointed when they came along and said, come and have your hair washed now. Pauline not only has the advantage of living in the county of the Eastern Angles, but she is also a guide for the National Trust at Sutton Hoo. This is called A Tale of Sutton Hoo. Bright Fire. It is a work of fiction, I should add. But joining us, as I say, is Pauline. Hello, Pauline.
Hello, Leslie.
Although known as P.M. Sabin Moore as the author.
Yes.
How come? That's quite a mouthful.
That's why I think it's best to call me Pauline today.
Okay, fine. Okay. So I suppose it does sound more authorish though, doesn't it, to be PM Sabin Moore. So this isn't your first book, is it, about this era and about this area either?
No, this is a sequel to a book called Stormfrost, which I did talk about on your programme a couple of years ago.
Well, I've got both copies now, so I'm going to be very happy, aren't I, reading my way through both of them. I really did get hooked in, because sometimes when you hear about books that are set quite a long way in the past, they're not always easy to read. But yours are. I mean, did you find that a struggle? Or?
Well, I did study Old English, that's Anglo-Saxon, when I was at university about 150 years ago, you know. But I appreciate that some of the spellings of the names are a little weird, but you get used to them, I hope.
And what triggered the whole idea? Was it which came first, the books or being a guide at Sutton Hoo?
I'd had, I think, the idea brewing for some time, but certainly working up at Sutton Hoo and finding out more sort of reawakened, you know, my interest in the whole thing, and I suddenly sort of had to sit down and write them. First of all, the story of Stormfrost was based on Anglo-Saxon love poetry, the very first probably in English. And then Brightfire is based more on what little bit of history we know about this place, which is taken from the Venerable Bede of all people.
It's an interesting time, isn't it? Because we know enough to tantalise us, but not so much. I suppose that's good for a fiction writer, because it means you've got quite a lot of weaving that you can add to it.
Well, that's true. You have to be true to the basic facts. But I'm not an archaeologist, I'm not an historian, but I have the advantage of being able to use history, archaeology, you know, art and craft. Everything is grist to your mill when you're a fiction writer. But you do have to be honest, I think, really, and not distort what we know to be the facts. So basically, Bede tells us about Rudwald, who helps his great hero, King Edwin, to the throne of Northumbria. And it tells us how, when Rudwald dies, which he doesn't say how, his son, Eorpwald, inherits the throne at Sutton Hoo and is murdered 3 years later by a pagan. And that's all he says. He gives us the name. Is murdered by a pagan. I'm not giving the name because it's a secret in the book. And you can build on that. You have to have a good reason for killing a king.
So yours is a murder mystery, is it? Set in
I wouldn't lay claim to that, but not really a mystery, but I think the murder becomes inevitable.
Just give us a little bit of a flavour of Brightfire. I mean, it's all about a young lad who is apprenticed, isn't he, to the jewel maker as such, and then takes on the job himself.
Yes, he becomes the king's jewel smith for Rudwald. And you see some of his beautiful handicraft buried in the great ship burial that we all know about from Sutton Hoo. It was fascinating learning about how to make a sword and what they used in the jewellery making. And Ricbert, the king's jeweller, is the son of the heroine in my first book, but she's very much part of this story. But you can read the second book, I think you'll agree, without having read the first.
Yeah, because I haven't read the first, or if I have, it was when I spoke to you last. But I might stop now and actually go back and read the first one, and then do them in order. You've self-published both, haven't you?
Yes. I hate that term, self-published. I'm not publishing myself, I'm publishing the books. Sorry, I'm not getting at you.
No, it's fine.
It's the general principle. I think in America they regard it as enterprise, really. And Author House, the publishers, are now based in America, which hasn't made marketing that easy.
Right. But don't you? But isn't it easier these days? In the same way as we've heard of Ed Sheeran, who's become—I mean, he won his Brit Awards for his music, but yet all he ever did was put his music online. I think, isn't it the same with books these days? You don't need to necessarily go the conventional route.
No, I think that's true. And of course, you know, you can go down the e-book line as well. Brightfire is actually available as an e-book, not Stormfrost yet, but. I have a great loyalty to local bookshops, and the people in Woodbridge have been great, and the big chain store in Ipswich. So I want people to support bookshops.
Yeah, which because there are two bookshops in Woodbridge, aren't there? I don't want to favour either of them because we talked to both of them on the programme. But are you doing any signings, anything like that?
I have done signing, but I had a book launch up at Sutton Hoo, which was great fun.
How exciting was that?
Yes, it was.
Was it after hours?
Yes, definitely.
Because I would say that must be really spooky as well. You didn't make them sit on the mounds to have your book, did you?
No, that was a bit chilly. I also, talk to book clubs and groups and that sort of thing.
So if anyone wants to hear more, is there going to be a third?
I do hope so when I get time. People would like to hear more, I do have a website.
Oh, okay, go on.
www.suttonhoonovels.co.uk.
Sutton Hoo, I'm going to write that down, novels, because I haven't found it yet, .co.uk.
And they can find out a whole lot more and read some reviews and so on.
Tell me a bit about your work there. I'm envious, you know. One day if I ever get kicked out of work here, which I hope I don't, because I need to earn a crust, it's one of the things I would quite like to do is to spend time.
Oh, it's a great place to be. There's all sorts of volunteering to do. You know, you can greet people in the exhibition hall and so on. There's work in the house now that they've dressed that in the 30s style.
Yeah, I haven't been there since they did that. Or moved the burial chamber so that you walk through it.
Oh, do come.
I must do. Mark has said exactly the same. We both will do it. We must do it again because it's a couple of years.
Great.
But I helped with the appeal for all the belongings for Tranmer House as well.
Oh, wonderful.
So, well, but there's lots you can do, isn't there? Yeah. So,
and if one gets really involved, you can be trained as a guide by the Sutton Hoo Society, and that's what I love doing most: taking people up on the burial mounds.
So you've learned all the stories and so on.
That's right.
So people need to watch out for you there. Well, thank you ever such a lot for having a chat with us. So people can look at your website, suttonhoonovels.co.uk. They can look online, because if you just type in the book and your name, they appear. And you can, if you've got an e-reader, then download them as well?
There is...
Or Brightfire, anyway.
Brightfire, you can get through the usual suspect, the gadget that everybody holds in their hands instead of a book.
Yes, I know. Or you can go to your local bookshop and get a copy as well.
Indeed.
Do they stock them at Sutton Hoo?
Yes, they do.
So if you're going to Sutton Hoo, have a look in the shop there as well. Thank you for being with us, Pauline.
Thank you for having me.
Take care.
Thank you, Leslie. Bye-bye.
Pauline Moore, and her latest book then, and it's all about the Eastern Angles, is A Tale of Sutton Hoo, Bright Fire. But it is the second in a series. The first was Storm Frost, so you may want to get both of those. Look in the Woodbridge bookshops, go to Sutton Hoo, look in your local bookshops. You can always tell them and they'll order them as well. Or you can have a look on Pauline's website, suttonhoonovels.co.uk.